Yesterday, we heard about an increase in the number of Iowans seeking treatment for problem gambling through state-funded programs. While addiction is a problem for some gamblers, casinos and other gambling venues also bring jobs and tax revenue to their communities. In many cases, the benefits as well as the problems associated with casinos cut across state lines. Jeff Gallagher's family has operated a True Value hardware store in the northwest Iowa town of Larchwood for nearly six decades. He moved away for college, but eventually came back because he says he missed the clean air and the friendly people. He says he worked to get the Grand Falls Casino Resort approved by local voters and state regulators out of concern for the community's future.
And our hope is that this money is going to make life better in small towns. We all like living in small towns, but we all know we give up some things when we live in small towns. And we're hoping that this money will help alleviate some of those things we have to give up so that life will, the standard of living will just step up in all of the cities of Lyon County.
Gallagher, who's president of the Lyon County Riverboat Foundation, says the casino will also create jobs and bring some $2.5 million to the county each year for schools, parks, and other projects. Not far from town, workers are using heavy equipment to transform what was recently a field into the future casino. The site is about a 20-minute drive from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Gallagher says the location was chosen strategically.
The situation is that Sioux Falls in South Dakota is a town of a metro area of probably 250,000 people, you know. That's what makes this resort possible, is the fact that it's that close to that kind of population base. And you see that all around the state of Iowa, you know. Most of the big things are on the borders.
Council Bluffs,
Dubuque, Davenport, all of them right on the edges.
The site is also just a few miles from a border with Minnesota and may also draw visitors from Nebraska. That might make economic sense for Iowa, but it also raises some potential concerns for counselors who treat problem gamblers from surrounding states. Amy Block supervises the gambling treatment program at Jackson Recovery Centers in Sioux City, about 90 minutes south. She works with clients from Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, and she says she's seen patients from outside Iowa who can't afford treatment but aren't eligible for state funds that can drastically reduce the cost.
And I think that is the most difficult part about having casinos that are right on state lines, because people are going to cross over, and it's something we run into a lot with being right on the border of Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, Minnesota just a little bit north of that. And really, there's not a lot out there for them. They're coming into Iowa, maybe in gambling, or vice versa, going from Iowa to South Dakota, and not being able to serve everybody is certainly difficult for us and creates lots of problems for those families who are struggling.
Block says insurance rarely covers counseling for problem gambling, so she tries to refer patients to resources across the border. But she says some wind up driving long distances to get help. That's something Joe Massa, the casino's chief operating officer, says the company is concerned about.
We're looking at that, and we're studying it and looking at some possible things that we could do to help alleviate that problem, but I don't know exactly what those are yet, but we are taking a hard look at that.
Massa says options could include encouraging counselors in the region to work together. He also points out that many surrounding states, including South Dakota, offer their own forms of gambling and funding for addiction treatment. Behind the desk in his office at the Larchwood True Value, Jeff Gallagher says he's mostly focused on the good things the casino could bring. He's thinking big, hoping for new hospitals and community centers in Lyon County. He's also thinking small.
It's simple things. One of the biggest problems in our grocery store is keeping fresh produce, because we only have 1,000 shoppers. Well, if you could have 1,500 shoppers, that produce turns over faster, it stays fresher, everybody's happy. You know, it's just going to benefit all kinds of things.